Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the power goes out and some teens get the scare of their life late at night in an RV playing with a Ouija board. Also, unexplained bruises show up on a person's body only to be explained as being caused by the dead.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. Our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you record your story on your mobile device and you want to send me the audio file, send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Another way to get the audio over to us. Tony and Sean joining you on another fine day. And how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing all right, Tony. I am just baffled at how so many can end up on the floor.
How many can end up on the floor? What?
Chapstick.
Chapsticks? Are you a collector?
You know, I'm not. And it's one of those things, whenever you need a chapstick, whenever you have chapped lips, you look everywhere. You look in the drawer. You look in your car. You look in your purse. You look in your wallet. You look in your pockets. Can't find them. But when you come home from the grocery store, your four-legged roommate can find them and eats them.
Oh, yeah. It's like wax lips to them, I think.
A couple of weeks ago, first time this happened, and I don't know about you as an owner of a four-legged friend, or a two, I should say.
Yeah.
You freak out, because what's the first thing you do when either it's a small child or it's a dog or it's a cat or it's a pet raccoon? You Google whatever they consumed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course... honest, factual, non-health threatening information that never pops to the top. That doesn't grab your attention.
It will die.
What was that?
It will die.
Yeah, and it's a YouTube video, and there's in big bold letters, death to chapstick dog, your golden Cholula retriever doodle, dead. So I called the emergency vet. This was a couple weeks ago. And got on the horn, and they said, you're going to need to call this 800 number. There's a consult fee, but they'll let you know based upon the ingredients rather than bring your little Sparky all the way into the emergency vet. So cool. Call, talk to a very nice, knowledgeable individual. And she was about to tell me if my roommate was okay or not. And she said, can I put you on hold real quick? Please enter your credit card number. $59 later, come back to the line, and I mean, it was more than just, she's fine, but she was fine. So I bring this story up, which I guess 59 bucks, really, you could have just told me for free, but can you really put a price tag on your small toddler, or in my case, my four-legged daughter? Last night, come home again. I have no idea where these tubes of chapstick are coming from. They're not, I don't have any on the counter. So I don't know if she has some behind the couch or somewhere where she's just collecting these bad boys. But I've dog-proofed the home after today's show.
Well, that's, are they just appearing out of nowhere? Do you think there's a paranormal element to this? Or they're just falling out of pockets and he's digging them out of, or she's digging them out of the couch?
There's somebody from the other side, Tony, where it is wintertime, so apparently they have chapped lips. I don't know you have chapped lips, because I would imagine you're a lot of just bones.
Yeah.
But if you could stop just randomly placing some chapstick on the... But seriously, I don't know where they're coming from, and hopefully I didn't call the poison control line again. I'm just going to knock on Formica and hope that she's good to go.
Well, I'm sure we'll get a slew of like 42 emails after this, and half will be, your dog's fine. The other half will be, oh my God. Oh my God. It's going to die. How dare you even own a pet? How dare you live yourself? You should just end it right now because you gave a dog chapstick. So I'll forward all of them to you.
Thank you.
Just before we went on the air, I was getting ready, and I our dog here, Sting, who's in the studio, the golden retriever. All of a sudden, I hear him. You know, you know when there's something in their mouth that shouldn't be because you didn't feed them like any time recently. So it's like, okay, there should be no food that you're consuming or whatever's in your mouth should not be there. And I hear that, you know, crunch and the blah, 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 and I go over, I'm like, what's in your mouth? And all of a sudden I hear the gulp.
Oh, like, so whatever was in my mouth is no longer in my mouth.
Now gone. So God only knows. And it's probably he's been enjoying the sweet texture and taste of Kleenex brand tissues.
So, oh, that's always a fan favorite. Have you looked to change the channel on the television lately?
Is yours going after remotes too? I have to put my remote.
It may very well be the remote. Well, pretty much anything and everything is within their mouth, within the distance of their mouth, and as long as it is small enough to fit, it'll happen. And the best part is, Tony, not after the holy crap moment of them just eating a battery. It's then taking them outside when they do their morning constitutional. I mean, it's really things that make you go, because you think to yourself, how can that go through your digestive tract? Mm-hmm. And it came out on the other side. But when it does come out, you take a sigh of relief knowing he's okay. She's okay. No blockage.
It will all be all right. Yeah. I've had to put remotes at pretty high now just for that reason, because for some reason he wants to change the Roku channel with his teeth. So.
I told you, no Lifetime.
I know. He's sitting there. He's like, I just want to watch the R. Kelly documentary. I'm like, we've watched it 7 times already. We can't.
You're too young, son. You're too young.
This is just too much for you. So anyway, 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to another call or a letter. It says, I've gone into a full detail about my experience. I've never gone into full detail about my experience before, so I apologize in advance if this is weird. Bit of a backstory. When I was 3, my parents got a pit bull Rottweiler cross puppy. Her name was Tisha. We did everything together. When I turned 11, we delivered newspapers. She would pull my big metal wagon of papers. At night, she always slept in a peculiar way. Her head and front legs on my feet, her back legs wrapping behind knees. She had protected me multiple times from dogs, possible kidnappers, burglars, and wild animals. She'd always put herself in danger, which scared me, but made us even closer. Now, fast forward to when I turned 15, everything was normal in the morning. I left for school, and all day I felt I just wanted to run home and cry to Tisha. I come home after school, and no happy dog greeting me at the door. My heart sunk as my mom broke the news to me that she had passed away. We got her cremated. Now, fast forward 2 years, I always felt Tisha at my feet every night. There were also clear indents on my bed of where she slept, and I would always say goodnight to her. For these 2 years, I had also been experiencing what I thought was sleep paralysis, until one day I noticed bruises on my shoulders and waist, clear hand-shaped bruises on my shoulders, and what looked like feet on my waist. This happened once every 2 weeks, but I never really woke up. One night I was awoken suddenly to a very cold feeling in my room, so cold I could see my breath. It was the middle of August, so it should be hot. Then I felt my breathing become very shallow. All of a sudden I feel the spirit of Tisha leaving her spot at my feet. In my head I said, this is it, I'm completely alone in my room and I can't scream. I look down towards my feet and all I see is an old lady wearing a gray nightgown-like dress, all tattered up. Her skin was rotten. Her eyes were like black holes, and all of a sudden I feel a warm sensation on my cheek, and then I heard a disembodied growl, and then a bark. The old lady held my mouth shut, and I kid you not, opened her mouth so wide like I've never seen, and she just disappeared. I sat up after about 2 minutes, just looking at the foot of my bed, and I started bawling my eyes out, yelling, I miss you, I'm sorry I didn't get to say goodbye. To this day, I've not felt her around, so I honestly believe she used what power she had left to save me from that evil entity. What do you guys think? Can pets have this kind of power to follow their loved ones around for years? After she passed away, we moved a lot, even 13 times in 1 year, but she was always at my feet in bed. Have you guys heard of anything like this? Oh, also, that lady has never come back since that night. You guys can maybe give me some input on what that lady was. It still creeps me out to this day. Love your guys' show. Some input on the lady. I would say that this is a common thing for whatever reason with sleep paralysis. And it's not always paranormal, but for whatever reason, in many sleep paralysis cases, people, they're paralyzed. They can't move, but if they do open their eyes and they look forward, one of the most common things that's seen is what's called the old hag. Before everyone said sleep paralysis, they call it the old hag syndrome. And it was this thing where they saw this old, creepy, scary-looking woman sitting at the edge or the foot of their bed, or sitting directly on them with a lot of pressure. So what you're describing is really kind of a classic case of that. The fact that it came over and put its hand over your mouth and did a lot of movement is a little bit more in depth than what it more than it normally goes. So I'd be wondering if there's more to it than just kind of your mind wandering to that area. Can the animals come back and do stuff? Sure, I think so. I mean, we have stories all the time of pets returning and or hearing them or smelling them or feeling them. When I was a kid, I felt my cat after it passed away sitting on the edge of my bed all the time. I thought nothing of it until literally doing this show 30 some years later, realizing, hey, that was kind of odd. The cat's been dead for a while. I don't know why it's just hitting me now, but it happens. Your thoughts?
It's interesting you mentioned that because yesterday, as we record this show, yesterday actually, the family dog back in Wisconsin, we had to put her down.
Oh.
So it is interesting that we talk about this. The first show that we talk of this morning involves that. So I would absolutely agree with that statement.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. I think the two intertwine quite a bit with the old lady and the dog, and I think it was a little bit more than just your normal sleep paralysis. Thanks for sharing that. 855-853-4802, the phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost story with us. And I'd like to just make an announcement, because everyone's doing it these last couple of weeks. We will never play an R. Kelly song on this show. just so everyone's aware. Because you haven't seen it yet, but there's a documentary out. Surviving R. Kelly, and it's on Lifetime. And if you've listened to top 40 music in the last 25 years, you may find it somewhat interesting, and very disturbing at the same time. I'm a big fan of the old To Catch a Predator, the Chris Hansen years, and this is like that on steroids. It is so disturbing, the alleged shit that went down with him and many of these women. But oh my God, what's messed up about it is when some of the shit was going on, I can remember playing some of those songs on the radio. I'm sure you probably remember playing some of that stuff back in the day. Are you there, Sean?
I am here. Yeah. I do remember. Motel Hotel Holiday Inn.
And they weren't like the most innovative of songs as far as, I mean, what's interesting to me is there's a lot of people talking about him saying, yeah, he's allegedly a creep and a predator, but musical genius. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, lyrically, listen to some of those lyrics. I mean,
well, when you say that they're not the most lyrically advanced songs, yeah. Apparently, in addition to writing lyrics back in the day,
yeah.
he was kind of busy, so he didn't necessarily have a lot of time to devote to the lyrics. He was, you know,
catchy. Well, they're very melodically catchy. I mean, you look back on some of the songs and you remember them, and it's like, well, that there's something too. He could write a good hook. He could write a good song that you would remember if you were into that type of music. But look at some of it lyrically. And there's a whole slew of bizarre, weird shit from his catalog. Back when he did like that 19-part Trapped in the Closet. Last summer, he released a song called I Admit, where he basically admits all of the horrible shit that everyone is alleging against him in this weird, messed up, narcissistic way. And who can forget the classic Real Talk video, which is on YouTube. If you want a great piece of 3-minute bad R&B comedy, look up that video and you'll go, holy shit, how high were you when you made this? Because it's just like it's him going off on a conversation with a girlfriend, and there's nothing lyrical about it other than someone like having a very bad conversation with a girlfriend. And without much sense to it. But anyway, if you're a fan of To Catch a Predator, which I mentioned many times on the show, go check out the R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly on Lifetime. Not a commercial, but definitely worth the watch.
You can get podcasts while you're incarcerated, correct?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Or we would just like to say, hey, hope you're enjoying your afternoon.
Hope you don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Wherever you may be. Because I'm wondering, by the time this thing airs, because I know there's a criminal investigation that's been opened on him now after this Lifetime show. I'm wondering if it's going to, by the time this hits the air, which is a couple weeks out, if he's going to be in jail by that time. I don't know. But anyway, interesting program. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to another letter. It says, hey guys, I wrote to you about a month ago about a helium balloon that took on a life of its own. And it was featured on an EPP episode. I'm so glad I became an EPP when I did. I love the show. I have a story about my dad visiting me shortly after he died. I mentioned in my previous email that my dad loved to pull harmless pranks on me. I always closed my bedroom door when I left the house. I never had any issues with this before, but after my dad passed away, I'd come home to my bedroom door locked. My door had a push-button lock, so it wasn't hard to break in. I thought nothing of it at first, thinking maybe I had pushed it accidentally. After several instances, I started paying attention, and at that point, I knew I wasn't locking it. It was just my mom and me living in the house, and I was sure she wasn't doing it either. It became a normal routine. Get home at night, break into my room, and go about my night. It wasn't long until more things started happening. I turned my TV on and the volume would be maxed out, my closet light would be on, etc. Nothing terrifying. One night after breaking into my room, turning the TV down and shutting off the light in the closet, I settled into bed. I fell asleep with no problem, but I was woken up abruptly hours later by a slap on the foot of my bed. I thought the fitted sheet had just popped off the corner of the bed, so I ignored it and tried to go back to sleep. I started to fall asleep and I heard it again. This time it was harder. I felt the air from the slap by my feet. I sat up quickly and looked around the dark room, and I saw nothing, and the fitted sheet was still in place. At this point, I was starting to feel a little scared, so I rolled over and pulled the blankets over my head and tried to go back to sleep. By the time I got comfortable again, I felt and heard another slap, harder than the previous ones. I sat up quickly and yelled, "Stop! You're scaring me! Please stop!" And it did. Ever since that night, I haven't had any other experiences. I feel pretty certain it was my dad. And once I told him I was scared, he seemed to stop coming around. I would probably agree with that. If they're listening to you and obeying your request of please stop freaking me out, probably something that's not intending to freak you out.
I would concur with that statement. I have not heard a lot of stories where you're very direct in a sense of, could you please stop doing that? Mm-hmm. And like clockwork, they just do. So I would... nothing is guaranteed when you have a visitor from the other side, but I would very much agree that this is just someone who kind of wanted to remind you, kind of say hi, and someone that enjoys pranking people. Well, clearly something is wrong with them, but as a nice dad, was nice enough to allow her to kind of go back to her life and go back to sleep.
Yeah. 855-853-4802, our number. Let's go into another letter. It says, my best friend and I were having a sleepover when we were about 13 or 14. We thought it'd be fun to sleep in my parents' RV that was parked in our fenced-in backyard. So my dad ran an extension cord from the garage to power it up. We plugged in a CD player for some music and settled in. We decided that would be the perfect time to try automatic writing and to use the Ouija board. The automatic writing was a bust, so we switched to the Ouija board and started asking the standard questions like, anyone there? Who are you? We got an answer, though 15 years later, neither of us can remember exactly what it was. It transitioned into us being sarcastic and taunting the board. That's in the CD player that we would listen to, turned off, along with the rest of the power to the RV. We ran into the house, told my dad, who went back to check it out. The lights in the garage that were powering the RV were on, and the extension cord was still plugged in. He couldn't find a reason why the power would have gone out. We slept in the house that night. I had a few experiences in that house, and my parents had actually seen an apparition. Sometimes I would be hanging out in my room and would suddenly feel a presence. I'm scared as a reflex, and the feeling would be gone. Other times I'd be lying on the bottom of my bunk bed, reading a book, and feel water splash on my face. In the middle of the night, one night, both my mom and dad saw a man standing by the closet in their bedroom. Of all things, he was wearing a very retro powder blue tuxedo and ruffled shirt. Thinking about it now, both of us realized that maybe it was that spirit that ruined our party in the RV that night. I think the lesson to be learned there, don't taunt the Ouija board.
I was going to say, there are certain things in life that you just don't, you don't mess with. And that would be one or two or seven. Don't do that.
Have you
not
ever,
a good idea.
Did you ever try to use one when you were a kid?
You know, that's one thing I didn't. I played the game of Operation that I never mastered. It always buzzed, and that's about as far as I got to. No, that wasn't really ever a thing growing up. I mean, sports and ride my bike, and that just never really piqued my or friends' curiosity.
No, I never had one. I had like a second cousin who had one. We attempted it. It didn't do anything, and that was the closest encounter I think I ever got to actually using one. But yeah, that was about it. I think it's always funny because sometimes you go to like a car repair place or just any place with a waiting room that may have stuff for kids to play with for a little while. And I always find it amusing when every once in a while I find a Ouija board in the stack of board games that are sitting there.
Where are you taking your car to get repaired, Tony?
Satan Muffler and Lube and more.
Where they only do left side window repair.
Exactly. Well, Vic's Brakes and More were not open, so we had to go to Satan's, you know, Mufflers and More. So.
By the way, this last 12 seconds of the podcast goes over the head of everyone. But you have a friend, and I'm not talking to you, Tony. I'm talking to the person listening to this. You have a friend or a story that a memory in the two of your lives where nobody else gets it because it was just one of those things you had to be there. That right there, Vic's Breaks and More, was a part of that. And now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
How did that bit go? Because I played the part of Vic, and you were on the air.
So basically, here's the deal. Whether you tune into the radio or satellite or probably, you know, maybe a reason you're tuning into this this podcast here with Tony is you have a certain brand of entertainment that you like, whether it be witty, sarcastic, indifferent. And back when I was working in radio, and actually both of Tony and I were working in radio, my style on the radio every day was kind of out there, kind of witty, self-deprecating, but thank you. That's the word I was looking for as I used 30 unneeded words. So a lot of the time I would try to talk to some colleagues of had an idea of this satirical what have you, and most of the time they wouldn't get it. So my go-to would be Tony. And whether he was at home working on one of these podcasts or at another radio station doing his show, I would call him and literally within seven words, he would get it. I'd be like, okay, so here's the deal. I got an oil change today and there was this just dumbass manager. And then I had this idea and we could do this spoof. So basically I'd put him on hold and I'd give the weather forecast and then I'd come back and I'd just be like, hi, is this Vic's Breaks and More?
This is Vic.
Yeah, hey, Vic, I got a 97 Tracer. I was going to come in. I got a flat tire. Can you help me out?
Oh, can I help you? I can help you out.
So basically, there was this one specific bit that we did, and it involved a hearse, and it involved because the and more was basically
it opens it up.
Casket repair or casket selling, and basically Tony was like, yeah, so you know, three oil changes and then the fourth cargo bay we you know, make caskets. And it was one of those situations where you had to be there, and you know, at least six people probably laughed, and clearly it didn't work because I don't have a job in radio currently, so thanks, Tony. You fucking asshole.
Come on in, get your casket for every, you buy three tires from Vic's Brakes and More because everybody only buys three. We're going to throw in a buy one, get one free cremation. So next time you got two people die in the same week, we're going to offer expires 1 week from the first one. That's what the coupon should say. It's like, okay, buy one, get one free cremation, but it expires next week. Or it's like the limited dates. It's like Kohl's cash.
Well, the small print where there's always the asterisks, like, you know, only goes from 1/9/19 to 1/9/19, 8 a.m. to 11/17 a.m. This will just say something to the extent of must involve death.
No cash value, but can be traded for Kohl's cash.
Has to be immediate family, no cousins. So anyways, it was, you know, a whole bunch of that. And the cool thing was, if you're lucky enough to have a friend in your same career and you're actually like, we were getting paid to do this. This was our job. Mind you, we were in a room with padded walls talking to ourselves, which is probably a psych ward. In any event, every 2 weeks, the checks were, you know, they weren't terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were a lot of times, but
whether, I mean,
but for what we were doing, you can't complain for what you're doing as a career. It's like, yeah, I sit in this padded room and I talk to myself all day. It's a great thing to tell your family when you're visiting at Christmas. Like, so tell me about your job. I sit in a padded room and I talk to myself all day. Oh, so does Aunt Carol over there. She's not allowed to come here at Christmas anymore because
she's
last year she tried to eat the cat. You know, so yeah, it's kind of how
Oh, Amanda, that's nice. Tell me about your new boyfriend. What does he do? Well, he could talk for himself. Well, I talk to myself for 5 hours every day. If anybody chooses to come in this small padded room, I usually give them a death glare and tell them to slowly leave and shut the door. Oh, that's, you look, work in the funeral parlor business. No.
Then I give a weather forecast with far more enthusiasm than partly cloudy.
And then
cloudy
I get really
meets.
Excited when it's 63 in Peoria and sunny.
Yeah. On your FM music station. Wah! Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a ghost story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello there, guys. My name's Renee from Big Bear, California. So, since you've asked for a holiday-related story, I would like to share my story. So, I've actually shared a story before that was used on the podcast, but this one, I'm not sure if it's really paranormal or just, you know, something related to it. So this happened during Christmas Eve about 4 years ago. So it was actually more on a plan to prank one of our cousins. So we were actually prepping some food in the kitchen, and we were walking out in the kitchen, and we were so mad that, you know, one of my cousin, who is a culinary graduate as well, wasn't helping. He was just busy doing some video game. I believe it was Call of Duty or something. Yeah, so we were actually mad at him. And I decided, you know, let's do a little payback to this guy. We devised a mechanism to the door, to the kitchen door, that if someone enters, you know, he will get a bath. So it was the time when the ice bucket challenge was famous, so we decided to do that to him. And yeah, we devised a plan so when the door opens, someone, you know, whoever opens the door will get a bath. So you know, it took us 30 minutes to plan and do that. And when it's time, we texted our cousin who was in the second floor, hey, the steaks are ready. We also have fried chicken down here. You know, come down, try it. And he replied, yeah, I'm coming down. And we heard footsteps coming from the second floor, actually, and we shouted, faster, it's getting cold, come on. And yeah, we heard footsteps, and when the door opened, we actually saw the door open. It wasn't that strong, but it was pushed by something, and we thought it was him. So the water splashed on the floor, but no one pushed it, as if we didn't really see anyone do it. When we checked, we went upstairs and checked, he was there. He was actually still playing video games. I thought it was him coming down, but apparently it wasn't him. We did hear footsteps, so we actually got, you know, scared a little bit. You know, I'm not really sure if we just prank a ghost or something. Did we splash him with water? Because it's, you know, it's impossible to push that door that easily. If, you know, we're talking about wind or something. So, what do you guys think? That was pretty much our, you know, holiday horror story of, you can say, which is it's more of an exciting or unusual stuff. Thank you guys and happy holidays.
So not, I wouldn't say a horror story, but kind of messed up where you got the prank all set to go and then something else opens the door and it's not the guy you're trying to prank. And then prank's ruined.
Where did he go?
The friend came down a little bit later, or the cousin came down a little bit later. But he was not the one who, the door just opened and there was no one there.
And not even being funny, where trends and things that happen in society after one passes on, maybe they want to be a part of it. I would like to think you being beyond the grave, you coming back to visit, you have a certain sense of knowledge. I don't want to say a psychic, but I mean, you have,
you know, awareness of what's going on.
Thank you. So for this specific opportunity, maybe whoever it was kind of wanted to play a prank on the people that wanted to play a prank on the cousin.
I think it could be. I'm wondering if it's like, you know, if the cousin has some sort of a guardian spirit and it's like, I'm not really guarding you from anything, but this is going to be more funny if I do it this way than you getting pranked.
And now I'm going to nominate Crazy Uncle Carol, Johnny, Billy from the hardware store, and Derek. You have to take the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Did you ever take the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I was nominated, and I'll tell you what, maybe we can talk about this at another program or you know, bring this up, but I'll just bring up the 30-second version here. My whole thought on that was, by the way, did you?
No. I was nominated, but I never did it.
Correct. Here's my whole thought on, you know, how we can use social media for the better, or we're in a very, you know, interesting time right now and so divided and this, that, or the other. Here's my example that I always use, the Ice Bucket Challenge. If we can take something in such a short amount of time, and now mind you, it was for a great cause.
Yeah.
But I also like to think that this just caught like wildfire and everybody wanted to do it because it brought everybody, you know, their own creative way of doing it. They got to reach out to people they know, friends that they haven't connected with for a while. We take that specific idea, how quickly it came to be, and we can kind of use that on a lot of different things. And, you know, people always think, well, how can you collectively bring everyone to the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yeah.
That thing came together in like 72 hours. Now, you know, rather than for ALS, is for this, that, or the other. So, again, that brings up a whole wide conversation. But it is possible is the point of the story. And I never did it. A buddy of mine from high school nominated. And you know what? I just didn't because I don't know if I couldn't find any ice or I couldn't find any buckets. I'm not sure.
You had a great excuse.
And then by the time I did, it was dry ice. And I'm like, ah, fuck that. I think that nomination runs out in like a 24-hour period.
It's Sorry. Like the tragic end of the Ice Bucket Challenge when someone uses dry ice and melts their flesh off. It's like, oh my God. Like, they're just like,
eyes.
Their cheeks are just bone. And it's like, you're not supposed to use dry ice. No one told me. And then it's just like, oh God, the tragic end of the ice bucket challenge. And then there's a new cause that's created to benefit all the people who use dry ice to help them. God only knows what that would be. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hi. I don't know if I called before or not, and if I did, I apologize, but I love your show, and this is kind of an interesting, well, I think it's an interesting story. So I am a police officer with a major department in the country, and for a while I was working in a building that one time housed our homicide unit and then housed another unit. It was a big, large building. It was really old. The people I worked with were always talking about how they were thought it was haunted because they thought that something might have followed them back from a homicide, a spirit or something like that, I guess. And I was kind of skeptical because I wasn't like someone who believed in that kind of stuff. And I one time was over there with my dog. I was doing some work on the weekend, and I'd bring my dog in if I wasn't on official duty, and no one else was there. So we were the only two in the building, the dog and I, and I was at a desk typing at a cubicle. So if you can picture the office, it was a really big office. It was pretty large. There were cubicles on either side with a hallway running down between the cubicles. And there were no lights because the building was built into a hillside. So there were only windows in the very front of the building, and back where these cubicles were, there were no windows. So I'm at my desk, I'm typing away, and my dog's laying at my feet. She's not doing anything, my German Shepherd. And suddenly, for some reason, she gets up, and the only light in here again is my light at my desk from where I'm working. But my dog gets up, and she walks into the hallway between the cubicles, and she starts staring down that hallway, and her fur stands up, and she just starts barking, barking, and barking. And I thought, wow, there can't be anyone in here because the building's secure. There's no way to get in. But I'll check. So I stood up, I looked down to where she was barking, shined my flashlight down there, turned the lights on. She's still barking, still barking. She barked for several minutes. I didn't see anything, no rats, no mice, nothing. And after a period of time, she just sat down, came back over. I'm sorry, she just came back over to where I was, laid down, went back to sleep like nothing happened. It was one of the creepier things that ever happened to me on this job. So anyway, that's it. My name is Anthony. I don't know if you need my phone number, but if you do, it's 2.
Hey, we don't need your phone number, but there you go. I think they know things, they see things. How do you think it is that they sense these other things? Do you think they're seeing things that we're not seeing?
So this is a situation that leading up to the actual story of what happened is almost a classic case of an inmate or an officer that lost his or her life and coming back to visit in this secured building late at night. Almost sounds like a Law and Order episode. But you know what? When it involves a dog, and you and I both dog owners, there very well may have been a situation where somebody came to visit, somebody that had passed away, maybe a relative, maybe a one-time colleague. But I tell you what, Quinn, I love her to death as she's laying here looking up at me wondering, Dad, why are you talking into a microphone and I can't hear the man on the other end you're talking to because you have headphones on? Mm-hmm. I think dogs can hear squirrel outside across the street, their sense of hearing, their sense of smell. I think this equally may have just been a random noise of the furnace kicking in than somebody coming to visit, because he had said that he just went back down and laid back down. If he consistently was barking and he, you know, went down that hallway, mm-hmm. then maybe something there. But I think it's 50-50, and not to lessen the story, because yeah. I think, again, it's something. But I also think when you're involving an animal that, you know, there's – you're watching TV. Does that ever happen to you where your dog just randomly looks?
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Just kind of picks up on something. It doesn't always necessarily mean there's something ghostly going on, but it's something that we our senses do not pick up on. At least that's what I like to think.
I thought we were going to hear a little bit more.
No, we are not playing R. Kelly on this program. Remember, I just said that. There's no, we're not doing any, we can discuss the situation, but we're no longer going to be karaokeing R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, that's another classic case of erotic asphyxiation.
There's another, that's another.
Clung, clung.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's, I never thought I'd say the words, we're no longer going to do R. Kelly karaoke on this show. That's a sentence I never thought I'd have to say, but, there you go. New day, new thing every day. So there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost story with us. And that's going to wrap up the program for today. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP, extra podcast person, ghostpodcast.com. Support our show. Keep us on the air. Get access to all of our advanced episodes and those brand new EPP episodes every single week. You want to see what those are like, listen to the preview of it, a 10-15 minute preview every single Thursday on our podcast feed. If you want to hear what that's all about and how different they are now, you're going to love them. They're really good. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. If you want to hear the full episodes and get access to all of them at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Sean, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.